allow yourselves to travel through vicinity. In other words, there's an opportunity. There is a, how would I say this? What they're saying is that there's a gathering of sweet treasure. There's a gathering of light. There's a gathering of illumination that is here to assist us, that is here to help us see, that's here to help us assume all that we now have, all that we're now entitled to, all that we're now allowing ourselves to make use of, to avail ourselves of, to bring forth that powerful new adventure of light. So we really want to feel the newness of the opportunity, of the moment, of the celebration. And specifically, as we draw our attention to our heart, as we draw our attention to our truest glance, as we draw our attention to our truest season. So we want to remember, we've been functioning out of the mind primarily, and we've been sort of knocking over things as we do that, because we don't understand our heavenly glow. We don't understand our spiritual motion. We don't understand the love that's all around us. When we say love is all around us, it's kind of silly in a way, because love is who we are. So we're graduating into our true vicinity. We're graduating into our truest claim. We're graduating in our truest existence. So we want to remember that we are going beyond, going off. So just think of like the linear time and kind of slow pokey, you know, here we go in our conflicted mind, good, bad, right, wrong. And so just imagine taking this leap of faith that takes you beyond the normal senses, that takes you beyond the normal atmosphere, into your new abode, into your new signage, into your new establishment. And so this newness is really who we actually have been and who we are all along, but it's new in terms of our new advantage. In other words, we're learning how to create out of our light, out of our halo, out of our brilliance. And this requires, how would I say, it's like a shift in direction of scenery. In English, it's a shift of what you're looking at, of what you're paying attention to. So again, we're going, they're saying across the board, but what, like across the board, across the universe. In other words, we're stepping out in style. What they mean by that is there's an old ego script. There's just more of yesterday. There's more of the same. It's sort of like, let me just keep creating out of my victim consciousness, out of like whatever. So all that is what we're leaving behind as we will allow ourselves to advance. They keep saying like advance, going across the board. Every time they say those words, there's an impulse or an increase or a handout or a, it's sort of like, here you go. So it's like a little bit of an adjustment, like a little bit of like of a push, but that push is like a helpful push. It's like getting over the hump. It's going beyond at last. So we want to feel that going beyond. So all of this energy, it's almost like a bunny rabbit hopping. You want to feel that you got that liftoff performance. You want to feel that you're literally lifting yourself off the old dualistic page and really allowing that bounce, really allowing that forward motion, really allowing that consideration of style. So when I'm saying this, I'm looking at my Tibetan teacher. And he, you know, here he is, he was probably like in the 70s, whatever at the time. And he's literally on this like kids bouncing, oh, one of those pony things that bounce. And the thing when I'm watching him is it's like normally it's stationary, so it's like attached to the ground, of course, but it's got springs. And when I'm looking at him, it just took off. And he's going on that on his own spiritual power. So it's that same imagery we've seen sometimes where you've got the merry-go-round and all of a sudden one of the horses on the merry-go-round goes off and splits, meaning opening up to a new reality, opening up to a new dimensional force, opening up to a new springtime adventure. So we really want to feel that, you know, it's no longer business as normal, that, you know, mass consciousness is going to continue with the victimization, is going to continue with the judgment. And we want to be ready for that, because our mind is going to want to tend to agree. It's sort of like, yeah. So we want to go and like jump off the page, go across the board, you know, be the carousel horse that literally took flight and can see. So anything where we're going beyond the normal consciousness situation, how we see things, and allow ourselves to see. So when we're allowing ourselves to see, we're seeing with our explosion, we're seeing with our light. When they're saying explosion, it's like the explosion of the light. And so we're opening up to our destiny. So we want to remember, our destiny cannot be found with our linear mind. It's only going to be found with the gemstones of our heart. So allow that liberal pleasure, allow that leap of faith, allow that illumination to be presented sincere. So when they're saying to be presented, they're showing me the take the lead card. And that take the lead card has that brilliant chi, has that brilliant energy. And so this is like the sacred flame. And this is the energy, this is the light that is all consuming. So when we're saying all consuming, it's like we're opening up to our very best. We're opening up to light supreme. We're opening up to our true nature. We're opening up to our light at last. And so when they said light at last, they're just psychically showing me the harvest card. So this is what we're waiting for the harvest to come in. So the harvest has arrived, as we will play along in English, as we will report, as we will avail of ourselves, as we will agree, as we will allow, as we will enjoy. So when they're saying as we will enjoy, there was like a pop. So when they said joy, there was like a pop, an agreement, an activation, but it was sort of like touchdown. So we want to remember how to start receiving that light, and with the joy, with the abundance, with the jubilation, with the increase. Because remember, the mind, it's going to keep looking at poverty consciousness. It's going to keep looking at separation. It's going to keep looking at the problems of mind. We don't want to create out of that consciousness. It's okay to see reality. It's like, well, I'm going to need more bread or whatever you need. But it's very essential that we start tuning into our light, where all things are now possible. Because let's say we actually need that bread. If we're aligned with our light, we're going to receive it at the nearest glance. So we remember we have bread in the freezer, or we're going to find it very easily. But the idea is we're functioning out of our new association. We're functioning out of our new scenery. We're functioning out of our new sight. We're functioning out of our new self at last. So on our way getting the bread, our heart's going to be open. We may find our best new best friend, our best new lover, whatever it may be. But we want to remember that we are the sunshine. In other words, you're not looking for the answer outside of you. You're bringing the answer to the outside yourself with your own starlight in mind. That's so important that we understand that. It's that we're creating our own answer key inside. And when we self-authorize, when we assert, when we align, when we say yes to what we have received within our very motion, within our very heart, energetically, that's how we then manifest. That's how we then call it forth. So we want to remember that we're creating with light and ease. In other words, we don't have to do it the long way, and we don't want to do it and be bothered. What they mean by that, We don't want to do anything begrudgingly. We don't want to do anything with lower consciousness anymore, because what we're putting out is coming back to us, you know, like they used to say tenfold, but the way the energies are increasing, it's probably way more than tenfold at this point. So this, the more that we can understand and direct our power, as opposed to being unconscious, as opposed to agreeing with negativity, as opposed to agreeing with the past, what we're doing is we're increasing the light of our sacred flame. We're increasing the light of our destiny, and we're allowing that ray of sunshine to, how would I say it? It's sort of like anchor in place. Like when I'm looking at the column of light or the prana tube, they're showing me that card, spiritual strength. But when I'm receiving everyone, how would I say it? It's like there's all this light that's waiting to be noticed. And so when we're walking around unconsciously, we're not noticing it. And so just imagine functioning or creating, should I say, out of our hurts, out of negativity. We don't want any more of that. We want to create out of our golden energy, out of our sunshine, out of our rays, out of our sparkling brilliance. And so we're allowing that truth to resonate. We're allowing that truth to be self-revealed. So we want to remember that light is giving us information, that light is giving us promotion, that light is asserting us, taking us to our new destiny at last. So it's like as we're ascending, we're moving in consciousness, and we're passing it on by. So we want to remember, when we pass it on by, we're going to get the old story. We're going to get the story of shame or blame or whatever it is. It's going to be our choice to arrive at our new scenery. In English, you can repeat that old story, or you can send it to the clouds, meaning give it to Jesus, violet flame it, pour light on it, whatever you want to do. But you want to release it at last so you can create out of your brilliance, so you can create out of your new opportunity. Because everybody here has new opportunity to enjoy, as you will agree to shake hands. In English, you have to agree with it energetically. So if you're agreeing with the past crime, with whatever it is in the past, it's like here's the new relief, but it's got to wait on you. It's like someone waiting for you to sign for a package. The package is here, but you don't get to enjoy it until you sign. So allow yourself your new birth, allow yourself your new explosion. Again, the explosion is like the energy of the heart. When I say explosion, It's like a love fest. Like when I'm looking at everyone, there's a spiritual fountain inside that is like gaining speed, gaining adventure, gaining velocity. And so we want to join with that. We want to agree with that. We want to take pleasure in that. And so again, remembering before when they said joy, when they said that word joy, it was like an orchestra all of a sudden playing fifth dimensional music, like literally all across the globe. So these are the energies that are supporting us, that are, they're not tickling us, but they're kind of like, kind of teasing us in a way, like, hello, are you interested? I'm here. You want to take a look? So again, we want to remember that we have the free will. So it's going to be up to us to continue to enjoy, to continue to invest, to continue to look around. So allow yourself to receive your new adventure. Allow yourself to receive your new voice. And receive, receive, receive.